I've been to your town, and nobody around. I've been to your city, and your city.
The only time I can say it's the same episode as my age. Episode 40.
What?
Episode 40. I just had a birthday. 40th birthday. So, episode 40.
Motherfucker, you haven't had a 40th birthday in 15 years.
You know, you can let that shit go, man. Every time, pick about his age. Pick about his age. I don't feel 40. I feel 40. That's it. I feel like I'm exactly 40. So, you know what? And I'm not one of those assholes say I'm 39. For the 20th time. I'm not that dick.
I will say that you don't look 55, but you look a good 50.
Really?
Yeah.
What part of me looks 50? The gray hair?
Yeah, the head.
So if I was to dye the hair and color the beard, would I cease looking 50? Would I look maybe 45?
I didn't say the hair. I said the head.
Whoopi.
The whole head.
I don't think so, man.
Whoopi is here.
It's the nose.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, when you get older, your nose just keeps growing, and
so you're saying I have a big nose,
old man nose.
Fuck off!
You do kind of have an old man nose. You have like the nose of a person that's had a lot of beers in their life.
I don't have gin blossoms or strawberry on that fucker.
Not
I don't have that,
but it's. I could see it being there in 5 years if you continue your ways of life.
I don't drink gin, so it won't happen.
I don't think it's just gin
it's
that does
gin.
That.
It's the juniper berries that cause those things. That's
Are you
why,
kidding me?
No, that's why my buddy's in the band, the gin blossoms. That's what a gin blossom is. It's those fucking wrinkles and strawberries on your nose. Those are called gin blossoms.
But that doesn't mean that gin's the only thing that gives it to him. I need a scientist.
It's probably not the only thing, but it's the key contributor from what I've read.
Mm-hmm.
It's the juniper berries and something acidic in the juniper berries that causes your nose to look like a fucking strawberry.
I've been fucking with my friends Ryan and Brandon for years now, just randomly, you know, not talk to them for a while. And then like 6 months later, send them a picture of somebody with the face all fucked up with old alcoholic nose and stuff. Because I keep on telling them that's what they're going to look like. Like, they're good looking guys now, you know, in their early 30s. When they're 50, they're going to have that nose.
You know,
I got to rub it in over and over again.
So. I've had this reoccurring fucking nightmare because I do drink a lot, and you know I was always scared of that fucking nose, literally. So when I was young, I researched it and said, no, it's mostly gin. And I did know some people growing up who had it, and they drank gin. And I had this fucking horrible nightmare that, well, if gin makes your nose look like a fucking strawberry, I had this dream that like...
Why would anyone drink it?
That Jaeger would make your nose look like Squidward or something like that with a big ball on the fucking end of it.
Every booze has its own special
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And, you know, this one might make it real flat and wide like somebody punched you in the nose and then fucking Squidward for the Jaeger. And I was sitting there, I don't want to stop drinking it, but I don't want to look like Squidward either.
How long has Jaeger been around?
I started drinking it when
I didn't ask that. I'm saying how long has
I started
Jaeger been
drinking
around?
It when it first came out
in
America.
I
and that was around 1989 ish. It was right coming out around 89. Now I'm sure it was
so basically
already
what you're
in Germany.
Telling me is we're still the experiment is still out for Jagnose. Jagnose could still exist, and maybe that's what that shit's turning into.
Well, I've been drinking it by the gallon for 30 plus years. My nose is all right.
Nah, but when you're 62, which isn't that long now for you, you could have Squidward nose. It could just go real quick. Yeah, starting around 60, it could just really start shaping out. You don't know because there's no one that's drinking for that many years. You know what I mean?
It's well, still all out. Of my friends have drank it.
You're saying, yeah, sure. But, I mean, gin's been around forever, and these guys are getting that gin nose in their 60s. I'm saying now your generation is going to be the first one we're really going to find out about this Jägernose.
What if Jaeger has the effect after 33 years, because I think I've been drinking at 32. Mm-hmm. Let's say after 33 years, Jaeger gives you fucking like Keanu Reeves face, and it just sculpts the whole thing and makes you look really good.
That would be nice.
I'm willing and to then play you know the what long you say? Game with someone on
yeah, and then you say, hey, that guy, I'm going to start drinking Jaeger. So I want to look like Keanu Reeves.
Jaeger's the key to like the Benjamin Button?
Yeah.
Basically?
That's it. It shrinks your nose up. It takes wrinkles away. And it does all that. So we don't know because, like you said, we're in the Jaeger test phase still.
Yeah.
But all I know is I've started doing something that I never fucking did before. Because you know me. I'm not a fucking vain person about my age. I make jokes about it. But I don't fucking color my hair and you know what I mean? I don't do any of that bullshit. I don't fucking wear a toupee or anything like that. But I have started, Stacy at work sells that makeup stuff.
Hey, you got to stop sucking up, bud.
No, I told her, I said, look, the only thing that I don't
are
like.
Are you buying Unique from Stacy?
I bought some wrinkle cream around my eyes because when I smile, I get these fucking wrinkles around here and I really don't like them. And I'm not doing it to try to look younger or anything, but I don't like them. So if it's just a matter of taking a little dab of cream every day and rubbing it around my eyes, I really don't see the vanity or the problem with that.
You do what makes you feel good. You know, you're entitled to that. Treat yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's
some Unique cream.
I don't necessarily have an issue with it or anything. I just get a kick that you're buying Unique products.
Well, I bought it because, you know, I was sitting there bullshitting with her.
And this isn't shitting on Stacy. Before Stacy ever started selling Unique, my wife sold it for a while. Her cousin sells it. There's all sorts of people I know that. So this shit's been popping around in my feed in my life for like 8 years now. And I've always got a kick out of that company because the girls there, it is so cult-like. Like the way they get these girls to like kind of worship this product and what they do. Yeah. And all they're really doing is copy and pasting some shit Unique, sending them to send out. Now, some of the girls are more creative than others.
It's Amway makeup. Yeah. Basically.
It is what it is. But you could have bought something like five times cheaper somewhere else.
Well, but see, that's the only thing that I've come to realize. And you know, I think with certain things, like actually removing fucking wrinkles from your face or at least de-emphasizing them, I really believe that you have to spend a little extra money to really make that work.
I agree.
So I said, you know what? I've never bought anything to try to look more youthful. I've never had Botox shots or anything like that. But I said, if it's just a matter of a little fucking fingerful of cream and rubbing it around my eyes once a day, and maybe I won't look like I'm fucking, you know, with the crow's feet and all that shit when I smile.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a win-win.
Did you take before and after?
No. C told me to. I've only been doing it for 2 days. Maybe it's not too late.
It's not too late.
Yeah, I'll take a before
and
after.
I want to see
that. Well, I mean, I don't have a lot of wrinkles. The only time I have wrinkles is when I smile and I get them in the corners. And, you know, vanity about my age is not a thing. It's never been. I don't give a fuck. I'm 55. I'm getting older. But I've never tried to look a whole lot younger.
You have.
Well, I mean, I lost a bunch of weight, but that was for health
reasons.
That's
a health thing. You ain't going to get me on that. But you've done the beard.
The beard color?
Yeah, you done color.
Now, the only reason that I do still, every now and then I'll put some Just for Men in there for the beard, and it's not because I'm trying to convince people
still?
I'm younger.
That's with color right there?
I haven't done it in months.
I was going to say.
No, I haven't done it in months.
Did you only buy half a bottle this time, or what?
No, I buy it, and then if I you know, if I wanted to do it again, I'll buy another. It's like $10 or whatever, but it doesn't last long. You know, it lasts a week or whatever, but the whole thing is, I don't do it to try to convince people I'm younger because I never lie about my age. I do it because I just don't happen to like this much gray in the beard.
See, I like a good gray beard.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a gray beard. I just think it's a cool look. I don't know.
I got the beard growing here, and it's pretty much all gray.
The gray hair bothers me more than the gray beard. The gray beard is nice.
Well, I don't think my hair is too bad. I mean, there's a lot of gray in there, but you can still see some brown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's still there. And the one thing that's really been fucking with me lately is it's definitely fallen out.
Oh, yeah, you do have. You've gone balder since I've met you.
Yeah, for sure I have. And I first of all, that one fucked with me a little. Only because it's okay. This is a drastic thing, okay? Do you shave your head to look fucking, you know, like everybody else does? Hey, I'm losing my hair. Fuck it. I'll shave it all. But the last thing I want is that fucking stubble horseshoe that grows in.
Oh, that's an awful look.
When you're too lazy to fucking do it every day.
I don't understand. Well, not even too lazy. Some guys I know that are not lazy at all will just trim it up, keep it nice looking, but it's still the horseshoe look.
Yeah.
And I don't get why.
Well, I started talking to my mom about it a couple weeks ago, and, you know, about my grandpas that I didn't know. I knew one grandpa, the other one I didn't know. And basically, all the men in my family for generations have thinned, but have never gone fully bald. And yeah. I was like, well, I can go with thin. I can handle this as long as it doesn't get too much worse. And after that, I guess I'll make a move. But yes, I'm uniquing my eyes.
Uniquing your eyes. Well, good luck with that, man.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I hope you can pick up a nice 19-year-old somewhere.
And I have, you know, started back to the gym. I want to get a little bit of physical size back, but it's not to look younger. You can't change the head. I just want to feel better. I'm single. I like to get a little bit of occasional ass. And
well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit. Now, let's go on the Get Pussy this week, all right? Let's get our email in.
Hey, we got another guest.
We are popping today with guests. We have my son's been in here off and on. He actually came in and sat next to me during that whole thing, and he never really bothered anything, so that's fine. But now my fucking beast dog is in, and he will knock over camera, so he needs to go back inside.
Whoopi reached in her purse and pulled out a small peanut butter. Whoopi.
She had a Whoopi?
No, did you see? I said, Whoopi, you're doing that. And she gave me the eyes closed like Whoopi was down there doing his business on the peanut butter.
I picked it up.
You were awesome. That was fucking great. He didn't pick it up.
Nah, I didn't pick it up at all. What do you think his name is this week?
Last couple weeks, he has done the double letters. So I'm going to go with, I can't go with it with a five-year-old sitting here. I can't say these dirty words.
Well, you should get over that and say those dirty words.
Cause oh, man, that's
doesn't
like...
matter. I am his father, and he doesn't give a shit.
All right,
neither do I.
I'm gonna go with Pussy Prowler.
He really feels awkward saying pussy in front of my son.
I do. He's five, man, and he was looking right at me when I said the word. He was like making eye contact when I said the word. Kane, quit looking at me.
Well, don't bother me.
Well,
at
you
all.
Can look at me anytime you want, as long as I'm not saying filthy, obscene words.
No, it's Pussy Popper 69.
Hey, I hit the pussy part, and you know what? I had the first one, the last 3 weeks.
That's pretty good.
I had Vag and I had Coochie. Pussy Prowler. I said, what did I say? Pussy Prowler, and he's Pussy Popper.
That is 2 weeks in a row of PP.
Fucking.
All right. If you were on a deserted island let's see here. If you were on a deserted island for 10 days with no food and a naked Kate Upton happened to land on the same island in a parachute with two Chipotle burritos, and she told you that you could either eat her pussy and then fuck her, or eat one of the burritos and fuck the second burrito, what option would you take?
I'd kill her, eat both burritos, and then bang her dead body.
That is actually the right answer. That's 100% the right answer. I don't know if... Now, here's the thing. That's not his option, so that's you're taking the out on the would you rather, basically.
If that's the case, one burrito is not going to hold me over very long. I'm taking the Kate Upton and banging the other burrito. Or, is that what it is? Oh, no.
No. You get to, well.
Bang her and get nothing.
Yeah. You get to bang her, eat her out, and get nothing. Or you get to eat one of the burritos.
And then I have to bang the other burrito.
And you have to fuck the other burrito.
Is the other burrito chicken or beef? I just need to know the texture in there.
I'm asking for sofritos.
Ooh.
Because then you're not fucking a dead animal, you know what I mean?
I'm going Kate Upton.
All right, so you're fucking Kate?
Yeah, no doubt.
Fucking Kate and
one
just
burrito.
Not eating the
I'm going to be hungry again in 3 hours, like Chinese food with Chipotle. You eat it and you're fucking hungry an hour later.
I'm fat as shit, so I'm definitely taking the burrito.
Really?
Yeah, because who cares?
Now, here's one. Do you get, after you bang the second burrito, if you pull out, do you get to eat that one too?
No one's stopping you. There's no details.
Then I'm pulling out of the burrito and eating the second one, too, if I was doing that. But I'm going Kate Upton. She's just ridiculously fine.
But if you have to go inside the burrito, would you still eat the burrito?
No.
You're starving, dude.
Oh, well, probably.
You're starving. You're on a deserted island. You're starving. You're not going to eat a little bit of your own cum. You're not eating other dudes' cum.
Right. That's true. You know all right. I mean? I'm eating it.
Yeah, I'd eat it. I wouldn't feel fucking good about it, all right?
You know what?
It's not
going to
be
if
on
you were
my
starving.
Yeah, it's not going to be on my my gravestone or anything. This guy ate cum burrito, but
right, I'm with you.
I'd do it.
It's like a swizzle burrito, but definitely before I did that, Kate would be getting something. And you know what I'm hoping? I mean, this isn't an option either, but I'm hoping I gave it to her good enough where she'd say, you know what? I can't even barely walk. Eat one of these, will you?
Yeah. All right. That ain't going to happen, though. You're not getting the burrito, all right?
You don't. I could be like the Trojan Army. You have no idea if I'm a good lay or not. I get laid. You don't think they'd come back if I was a impotent dead fish bang?
I don't know, man.
I'm pretty good.
We're talking about girls that eat butt. I mean, I don't know how much standards are going on there.
Hold on a second. First of all, the girls that eat butt, I've known for years. I'm not picking up girls in strip malls and letting them eat my butt or eating their butt. It's not that. I've known these people forever. They know that I'm not AIDS infected,
you know,
or anything.
How much better it would be, though, if you were picking up chicks at strip malls and getting them to eat your butt?
I would be like Thor.
That's a king, man.
Oh, yeah. I'd be doing this. All right, well, next question.
All right, without looking it up, can you guys collectively name 10 songs that do not have the title of the song in the lyrics? Example, like Bohemian Rhapsody, like a song that does not mention the title at all.
I think we can. We know enough about music. We could pull it off.
Well, I mean, for one thing, I can name 10 of my own songs.
Well, no, he's talking about by bands. Let's try this. I'll start with my favorite band, Rush, and La Villa Strangliato. Doesn't say have any words. It's an instrumental.
Yeah, you're right. I'll go Lawrence Arms. Are You There, Margaret? It's Me, God.
Yep, they don't say that either.
Definitely don't. You wouldn't know.
How about you?
All of those knowledges have left my brain many years ago. I can't retain that.
She don't know one song title. Fucking useless. Next.
She doesn't.
Nope.
All right, let me think. This is going to be tough. 10 of them. Coming up with 10 of them, that's going to be tough. I mean, I know Rush has got to have a few more. I guess I'm looking for instrumentals at this point. You know what I mean?
You're going just instrumentals? I mean, you can go forever. Lithium, Nirvana, Sliver, Nirvana. There's a shitload of songs for Nirvana that never...
Oh, yeah, Lithium. They never said Lithium in there, did they?
No, not at all.
No.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. They don't say Smells Like Teen Spirit.
No, they don't.
No, most songs. It's actually probably more rare that... Well, I don't know. I bet you it's about 50-50.
Where they don't say the name of it?
Yeah.
You think it's 50-50?
It's probably close. I would say maybe more.
I mean, I know a lot of songs where they might mention the title of the tune once. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the chorus or anything. It's not even in a verse, really. They just toss it in on a bridge or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if we thought about it hard enough, we could. I don't really feel like thinking that hard.
No, I don't care. But it's definitely, there's 10 out there, and I could easily go through a number of them.
Rush, Vital Signs. They don't say Vital Signs in that song either.
Are you counting? How many are we up to?
Five?
Man, why is this a challenge, but it shouldn't be?
Yeah, but now we have to do it. We're halfway there.
You shamed me. This is what you get.
The Disco Before the Breakdown from Against Me. They don't say anything like that in there.
We're at five. We need five more.
I just named six.
Oh, okay.
Did you get all my Nirvanas? I said like 17
you
of them.
You said
Lithium. You
band
said
names. You didn't say song names. I counted Lithium.
No, I didn't say band names.
You said a few.
Shit dicks. Man, this is one of those questions that's easy and you caught me at the wrong time. I just woke up.
Yeah. I mean, I know we can do this.
I'll think
it's
of a lot later.
It's going to take up 20 minutes of the show, but we're at six now.
Santeria by Sublime.
No, it's the first three words out of his mouth.
Fuck. God damn you.
You know, Santeria.
Hey, be a little bit more creative there, heroin addict. All right?
Yeah, Santeria is like the fourth word in that song.
Oh, shit. I wrote a song called The Eternal Strife of the Mongolian Easter Panda. Definitely didn't say any of that stuff.
Well, and Billboard didn't list that either.
But to be fair, Billboard's probably not listed barely any of the songs I've mentioned so far.
Hey, I've got a good one. This is a. I was a DJ so long. I used to bet people, and I'll bet you, Whoopi. Here's the bet: if I win, I get to see one titty. If you win, you can do anything you want. You can think of any person's name, anyone's name.
I'm not sure she accepted the bet.
Well, hold on. I'll give her the bet first.
Okay.
You can think of any person's name. Now it has to be a real name. You can't say, King Charles, Shaniqua. An average name. Now, Shanique was a fairly common name, but I'm talking about just a name that's been around forever, and I can come up with a real song that's got that name in it. I know that many tunes, male or female.
Okay.
But it's got to be a fairly common name.
Hmm. Okay.
And it and I guarantee you.
Like common now?
Common in the last, say, 20 years, 30 years, because that's how long I've been, you know, in the DJ business now. And I promise you, the song I think of, you would have heard before.
I didn't listen to any of this. You
I
guys
think
go
I'll
do
take
your
that
thing.
Bet.
You'll take that bet.
Yeah.
Okay, the bet is that if she comes up with a name, a normal name, that I can tell you a song with that name in it, and I guarantee you've heard the song. So it's one titty. What do you win if I win?
Okay, you get nothing, but we can play for pride.
Okay, so give me the name.
Okay.
A real name, male or female.
Go with Belinda.
Belinda. Now remember the bet. Song you had to have heard before.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Belinda. Happy birthday to you. Show me your tits.
Oh, got me. Got me.
Oh, this is such
that was such a dad joke.
It's such a dad joke.
Fuck off. That joke I only heard 5 years ago.
And a creeper move. But that's respectable to
was
a
it legit?
Extent.
Was it legit?
That's what it's like being a female from like age 12 to the rest of your life.
That does
men
sound like
using sweet moves like that to get you.
That does sound like a move you would use on a 12-year-old.
Super Vixen by Garbage doesn't say Super Vixen.
That's definitely a move that someone used on a 12-year-old.
You promise.
And you're just breaking it out. Like it's just
if you win, you get the candy in the back of the panel van. Yeah.
If I win, I get to massage your inner thigh.
All right, so Barbie just gave out one. Almost any song by Fallout Boy.
Almost any song, especially in the punk community. I just don't remember names of songs ever anymore. And especially a lot of the bands I listen to, their song titles are so long and complicated.
Slipknot. Slipknot. Do they say Duality in Slipknot? I don't think they do. Duality by Slipknot doesn't have.
We spent way too long on the second question, and the second question is always bullshit. So let's move on.
Let's move on.
All right. Have you guys ever had a time when you're about to have sex and the girl's pussy is so dry that you physically can't get in? And if you don't have any lube readily available, what is your game plan? And what do you do if you can't get her up to the level of the wetness that you need her to be at?
Of course it's happened. You know, a lot of women, when they get drunk, they get dry.
A lot of women, after they hear that fucking birthday joke, get dry.
It's just a joke, man. I would hope that I would have a lubricated condom. Yep. Most of the condoms are lubricated. If not, I guess if she didn't object, there's always some hand lotion around. And if all that fails, I guess I'd try eating it, maybe lube it up that way.
Hand lotion works for that?
Anything to make it slippery.
Yeah, but I mean, should you have hand lotion inside a vagina?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, if she's cool with it, you know.
Hey, I'm asking you. I'm not a girl. No. Can we have hand lotion in a vagina? Or are we just allowed just grabbing the fucking Corel and slapping it on?
There's a number of options here that I think are way better.
Vegetable oil, perhaps?
No, you just need to get in there and stir it up a little bit sometimes. You know,
stir it
you
up
gotta,
a little bit, yeah.
You got to get in there. You can bring it to the outer portion so you can make it through the front door. And also, absolutely no hand lotion. That's like a petroleum-based thing. I can't.
People use Vaseline all the time, and that was petroleum jelly. Vaseline was the preferred lube.
Really?
It was the preferred lube for years.
What years?
You know what? You can both fuck off and keep going back to the age thing.
There's water-based lubricant now that's way better.
But there's none of that available.
Oh, spit on it.
I don't like the spit because that'll dry out in a couple of jabs. I would try to eat it and hopefully I could get it going. If that didn't work, I would look for something that was safe to enter the vag to grease it up with.
Yeah.
And if not, see, it's going to make me look like a dick, but otherwise, just blow me then.
Just blow me.
What a fucking asshole.
I think that is the right answer.
Yeah.
It is. Just blow me then.
In the end, maybe for both parties.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure a girl don't like you sticking in a fucking dry hole. That's not comfortable.
But you know one thing you should never say involved to a girl? Well, your ass isn't on its period. Don't ever say that. It's not a good mood breaker.
Been there?
Mood breaker.
Yeah, I've been there. It's not, yeah.
I like how you say a mood breaker.
Yeah, it's a mood breaker. I can't. I'm on my period. Well, your butt isn't. Or your mouth isn't. No, that's a bad call.
Well, that's all we got from Get Pussy this week. Thank you for writing in once again, Get Pussy, the only motherfucker that ever writes in.
Where's his logo?
The only motherfucker. Yeah, I'll fix that later. I was too complicated. I've been doing lots of stuff over here. I don't know if you've paid attention.
I have.
But anyhow, I even asked for suggestions last night. Granted, it was 4 in the morning, but I still feel like that's 11 hours that people had. They could have commented and gave a suggestion. They gave nothing.
You know, it's so funny because we get a lot of fucking listens every week, and we get if we're on a decent time where people are watching live, mm-hmm. we get a million fucking
million.
Well, I mean,
what world are we living in? We get like 15 live.
But what I'm saying is, we get a lot of comments with things to talk about.
Oh yeah, we'll get like 100.
Why can't
comments.
You just fucking send an email, you fucks?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either.
Annoying peckerheads. That's what I say.
But we haven't done it officially. Whoopi is here. Hasn't been here in about a month. Has it been a month? Month and a half?
We passed her last time.
Yeah.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we just passed her by. Well, we had to do a late show.
It's cool.
Oh, we did. We did one after work.
Yeah, we had to do a late show. It was during our weird schedule. I think the weekend that Carmen had her surgery and all that other shit, and you had some stuff going on.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Either way, we did a late show, and we're just like, fuck Whoopi. We don't need to deal with her for this month. And then you're supposed to be on next month, but you said you have some, or next week, but you said you had something to do.
It's my birthday.
You couldn't have spent your birthday with us?
Yeah, an hour and a half of your
plans,
birthday.
Okay.
I mean, what's your plans on your birthday?
I'm having a birthday party with cake and ice cream and unicorns.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Why?
Because I can. I'm not throwing this party for myself. My friends are having a party for me, and I told them that I wanted unicorns, and they like are...
So you can have like a unicorn cake and...
I don't know. I'm going to bring some unicorn stuff.
Unicorn bong?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be alone by myself in the corner with these folks, but it'll be my favorite.
Are you is that your thing, unicorns?
No. I just thought it was funny. And, you know,
it's a stupid fucking thing to ask for.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm 37, man. It's silly, but it's fun because it's Rona time.
Now, what if I was to say, hey, it's my birthday and I want to have a party and I want at least... one midget there. Do you think anybody we know could talk to a friend who knows a midget that could make him come to the party? If I was to say, hey, I'm going to go to a bar for my birthday party. There's going to be a lot of people there. We're going to drink, have a good time. And I will buy the midgets drinks all night if I can get one midget. And I'm not talking about one short person. I want the flippers and stuff on the legs.
Flippers.
Just add it to the joke, people. Don't jump on me. I want the midget. I want a medically diagnosed little person. You think we could come up with one? Does anybody know one?
No, but I imagine they got a rent a midget thing. I don't know, they don't call it that, obviously. But just like you can rent any kind of weird shit for weird parties and stuff like that. You know, rent a cop, rent a whatever.
You can rent midget wrestlers.
I think they got midgets in that circle that, you know, it's basically rent a midget. But
you know what I would do? I would rent the midget. Mm-hmm. I'd put him in like a leprechaun costume and give him a little pot of gold. Just have him gold candy coins and just have him walk around all night and hand people gold coins.
Yeah, they wouldn't like that probably as a community. They'd probably think
He's renting himself out, he doesn't give a fuck.
Well, no, I'm getting around to my point. I feel like if I was a midget, and I'm using the word because Tootsie Rolls do, I do too. All right. Anyhow. I feel like if I was a midget, I would want that as a job because it's not even really a job. You're just being yourself and other people are laughing, which I guess is bad, but just become part of the fucking joke. Who gives a shit? You're making money off them.
That's it.
You know what I mean? Like, joke's on them. I'm getting fucking paid.
Everybody doesn't have to get butthurt about everything.
Yeah, I'm getting paid and I'm not having to do anything hard. I just have to wear a fucking suit and throw gold. I'd be throwing people, like, hitting people in the forehead and shit with gold. Have fun with it.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, everybody gets too hurt about everything these days. That's insensitive. Well, fuck off.
I wish I could get a job just being white dude, where I just sit around and do
so much competition.
Yeah, do nothing besides white dude shit. Like,
what if
you're
like
fired?
What if you like got a job as you know those fucking lumberjack contests where they cut down trees and log roll and stuff?
Yeah.
If they wanted you to wear a fucking red flannel shirt and some suspenders and just stand in the corner like dancing around as like the lumberjack mascot, would you do it?
Fuck yeah, I'd
fuck
do it.
Yeah, you
well,
would.
Why wouldn't
Because you
do
could
it?
Pull it off with the beard.
I could get the beard a little bit longer. We can get more gnarly here if we need to. I got some flannel.
I agree. Now let me ask you this: if you were a woman, you were born a woman, mm-hmm. and a very attractive woman,
stripper.
That's the question that everybody asks: would you be a stripper? My answer is a hooker. And I'll tell you why.
Of course, your answer is hookers.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, would I, if there was no, if being, you know, illegal, whatever, would I be a stripper? Yes, I would, because I know how much money they can make. I know one girl who stripped for 10 years and paid her bills and basically put everything away other than that, and she literally had, you know, six figures.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there thinking, I'm reading up at these Sherry's Ranch in Nevada. The good-looking girls, the average girls, average $3,000 to $4,000 a week.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm going to be a hooker. They're safe there. Everything's condoms, everything like that. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to work for about 2 years at $3,000 or $4,000 a week, and I'm not going to do shit for 10 years after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I get that.
I mean, to me, it's a fucking no-brainer, because I can separate love from sex, as can you or as can you. Everybody can. Most people choose not to, but I can. The whole point is I would go there and, let's say, work for 2 to 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and then you could probably come close to fucking retiring.
If you're super, super hot, I guess.
You don't have to be super hot to, in those whorehouses. They pick everybody.
To make enough money to retire, you do.
They have standard fucking prices.
Yep.
And it's like the average girl is going to make, you know, like one place that I looked up even had a menu. It's like the average person that walks in there spends $1,000, and that's for the quick BJ and then a quick hump. But if you want to, you know, you're talking about getting into these hot tub parties and the three ways where the bill adds up to 15, 20 grand,
yeah.
and you're getting 50% of that. You know, I'm going to be known as the girl that does anything. All holes are open. Let's fucking party. Give me the money. And that might sound very shallow, but I would love to be able to work for 5, maybe 10 years and then never work again with a nice, comfortable bank account.
I gotcha. I think it really depends on who the girl is, not really what the girl looks like. You know, if you're born with other attributes that you can make money off of, like just being a super intelligent woman or something.
Like a board member?
I can understand.
Just make your $10 million and quit?
Yeah, I can understand at that point not doing that kind of, not wanting to do that kind of thing. I mean, obviously, a lot of women look down on that.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. But I, you know, personally, if my male brain was inside of a female body's hot or female hot body, of course I would.
And, you know, a lot of women like the feminists, and I have nothing against feminists. I'm for the equal rights and all that bullshit.
I find them annoying.
Well, they are annoying. But a lot of them will sit there and say that is totally fucking materializing women. They're objects. They're fucking bliths. They're probably with that. Well, the women that are doing it don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
They look at it as, this is my fucking choice and my fucking body, and I'm going to do with it whatever I want to. So I got the job. I'm going to get a nice pair of medically augmented boobs. I'm going to take care of myself a little bit, and I'm going to be this one. Gangbangs? Yeah, I did that. Christine
me.
Christine does those.
Christine.
Does anyone, hey, you got any girls here right now that take it in the butt and the mouth at the same time? Anyone go ass to mouth? Christine does. Christine goes ass to mouth. Give me 10 grand, and Christine goes ass to mouth.
Now, see, when I imagine you as a girl, I don't imagine you as a Christine. You look more like an Iris or some shit.
No, I'd come up with the fake hooker name, you know, like
Candy.
No, I always thought of, you know, not cinnamon or anything. I wanted to be something
nutmeg,
exotic sounding.
Okay,
like, you know, when you look at me, you're like, ooh, that person is a deep ocean. I wonder how deep I can get into their heart and mind.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? I would be a Oasis Blue.
Oasis Blue. You've put a lot of thought into that.
B-L-E-U. See, that it makes me look like I might have relatives in France.
Yeah, you never know.
Hey, I'm here to see Oasis Bleu.
That's nice. That's nice.
Oh, Oasis, are you here? Yeah, I'm pulling this lunch meat out of my ass. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
I always like those girls that somehow found a way to get on these like Arab princes and shits.
Oh,
boats,
fuck
and,
yeah.
And they would make massive money.
Massive.
I'm not talking about just hooker for the weekend money. I'm talking about more money than most of us make in a year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at one night.
Yeah.
One weekend. And they get to be out in the middle of the sea. But
they get millions
of dollars. But they got to be, apparently all those dudes just want to butt fuck.
Is that what they do?
Apparently, everything I've read from all the girls that have went over there and reported back after all these princes and stuff, I don't know exactly where they're from, but somewhere over in the Middle East. Yeah. They'd come back and say, you know, we made shit tons of money. We didn't have to work the rest of the year, but we spent a weekend on a boat getting butt fucked.
Oasis Blue takes it in the ass.
Oasis Blue will do that for
a fucking, for the Sheik, yeah.
For a $300,000 payoff, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, from if I remember our list correctly, Middle Eastern men weren't hung like horses or anything, so.
I don't remember.
You know, Oasis Blue will take it in the can for you. Hey, Mr. Sheik, make that cash, will you?
Get that together, buddy.
I'm just saying, if I was a woman, a good-looking woman, and I didn't have, let's say, hypothetically, the brains to go to med school or law school, and I lacked a little ambition and drive to do something more with my life, would I do it? Like, yeah, I would.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't take it in the butt for $300,000 for a bunch of fucking princes for a weekend, though.
Oasis Blue would, and the reason she would is because that's $300,000, that's two to three years less that she has to work.
True.
Back at the Bunny Ranch.
You got that right.
You know what I'm saying? Oasis Blue has their fucking eyes set on the future.
Well, watch this. Speaking of blue, did you hear about the Blue Jays?
Toronto Blue Jays? No.
Yes.
What happened?
Canada said no. No home games for you.
Did they really?
Blue Jays can't play at home this year. Baseball starts back up this week, which I'm pretty fucking excited about, honestly.
Me too.
I'm not a baseball guy. We've talked about this before. I like it, but it's not my favorite. But I'm really intrigued by a 60-game season. I've always thought baseball just went on too goddamn long, and each game really didn't mean that much until towards the end. But in a 60-game season, you're basically entering the playoff race within the first month.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
that's exciting. We've got the horses for it. We definitely do. But the only thing about this thing that I don't like is that we're only playing National American League Central teams. We're not playing the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know, we're not playing the Giants.
I don't like that kind of schedule.
We're not playing the Astros. Or the Astros Central? No, it's Detroit. We're playing all Kansas City, Detroit, those teams.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same for everybody. You know?
Yeah, I don't like that part of it, but you'll still have a playoff and everything else.
I'm for it, man.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. But that does suck for Toronto. No home games, but doesn't matter. I mean, I don't even understand why we're traveling to different cities at this point. If you can't have fans, which none of the stadiums are allowing fans, so what's the point?
Well, somebody has to travel.
What do you mean?
I'm saying somebody has to travel.
What I'm saying is I don't know why they just don't have like seven fields around the circle like you're at a local softball
league.
They
were talking about that originally.
You know, down in one spot.
They were taking four parks. I think they were going to do Dodger Stadium. I think they were going to do Yankee Stadium. I think they were going to do two in the Midwest. There was going to be all games played there.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. You know, it would have been cool if they did something like UFC kind of did, and it kind of sucked in the end. It couldn't have been as cool as it could have been, but do like a fucking baseball island. You know, just for Hawaii. So you go off to Hawaii or something and play all these games. Because then you can quarantine these guys really well. Because they're all in the same fucking area. Once you test someone,
it's a whole lot different to build a major league diamond than it is to put a cage up.
Not really. You can go to a softball stadium. It doesn't matter because you don't need the stands anymore.
Stadiums are 360 down the line. They don't exist.
Okay, well, you extended another 60 yards. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal. We're talking about a field. Because you don't need the stands. You don't need anything else. You need a field. The baseball field is the easiest thing in the world to make.
Well, but the thing about it is,
all you need is a big fucking open field. You mow everything down and set up baseball fields. It's not hard. It would have just been fun, and I think they could have made that a whole thing and made this more exciting.
What's the baseball roster? 25, I think?
At the end, yeah.
Yeah, so you're talking that many teams all in the same place? Where are they going to stay? When are they going to play?
It's a big island. I mean, you could do it.
I mean, it's there.
You're
rich. So, I mean, what's Toronto going to do? Are they going to say, okay, well, we're going to go rent a stadium down in upstate New York or something?
Maybe there. There's two talks. It's either going to be in Buffalo, which is the closest as far as it could be in America, or there's a place down in Florida where they do their spring training and shit.
Oh, I got you.
So it's going to be either one of those two. I'm kind of rooting for Buffalo just because I feel like at least they'll get more of a hometown feel for them. And I, you know, like I said,
and Buffalo has no baseball team.
You can't have stands or you can't have people in the stands. So I don't see really matters where they're playing at, but
yeah, they're talking about pumping in the crowd noises and doing all that bullshit.
I mean, the only thing you're really benefiting from is I guess when you're at home, you get to stay at home wherever you live for the year. You know what I mean? So I guess that's the advantage of the home team is they get to sleep in their own bed. But outside of that, there's not really much advantage.
No, with no fans, there's zero advantage.
Or I guess you get used to playing that field after a while and that helps for certain pitchers.
Well, I mean, like, you know, the Rockies, they're going to want to play in Colorado because the ball just flies out
of
there
like
it's nothing.
That's what I
mean.
Some teams are built for either their stadium, you know, they got a light or right field wall or something. They might try to go get a free agent that hits it over the right field wall a lot, you know, stuff like that.
Well, that's why the Red Sox got to be going, well, fuck this, man. I'm not going to get any dingers this year if I have to play half of my fucking games, you know what I mean, at Fenway and hit over the fucking monster. But I personally am thrilled that baseball's coming. It's an American sport. I'm fucking ready for something. And I just believe that the fucking Reds are so loaded. I'm excited to watch them play.
Excited to watch the Reds. I'm excited to do some gambling.
Yeah, all of it.
I just like sports.
I mean, we can actually get off work one night and go to a fucking bar and sit there and watch a fucking Reds game. You know what I mean?
I ain't going to a bar and getting their Corona.
The Rona. You've been to bars.
Shh, I don't tell anybody. I try to pretend like I'm this great virus-fearing person, but yeah, I'll go to a fucking bar and sit there.
Well, I mean,
and guess what? I won't wear the mask.
Well, I'm not going to sit around a bunch of people I don't know. I'll sit around you guys because I'm around you guys anyway.
Well, that's
one of you
is going
to give it to me.
Yeah, if you got Corona, I'm going to get the Corona. Just we work together every night too.
Yeah,
it's just,
and I'm
anybody
at least
at work
six
gets
feet
it.
From Whoopi now. I don't know who the fuck Whoopi hangs out with.
Yeah, who fucking knows with Whoopi?
Yeah,
that get chick's that. Had more dicks in her than fucking. Oh, well, sorry, I didn't see it.
Listen, if you want to brag on me to your friends, I understand.
No, I ain't okay. bragging on you. Is that a brag?
You know, you've done that pretty much yourself. You know, throughout different times you've been on the show, you've, yeah, I fucked him. Yeah, tuna can or soup can. Oh, yeah, I fucked this
Jimmy
guy.
Oh, Jimmy John's.
Yeah,
that's her
I fucked
favorite.
That guy.
She loves the Jimmy John's.
So, yeah, the world knows you're not a virgin.
What?
Or at least our little world.
How many countries have you guys nailed down?
We got Mexico last time.
Yeah, we haven't had any new ones besides Mexico in like over 2 months. It's kind of disappointing, honestly.
You know what I've decided I want next? I want an Irish. Listen, we haven't had an Ireland.
No, we haven't had an Ireland.
No, I need you to get on your little Wii computer and tune into the show.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm Irish. I should have an Irish listener. At least
I'm
one.
Irish, too.
Oh, we got two Irish dicks.
Yeah. And Whoopi, she's had Irish in her.
That's definitely for sure.
Many times. I love a redhead. You know, they're fiery.
She burns
they're
like fiery. The Irish.
Well, you know what? Since we're talking about Whoopi, Whoopi, you got any news with you? Did you bring some news from the world, everybody, with
a
Whoopi?
Couple things.
All right.
You know, from the world.
I've had some time here at home doing nothing. I work at home. I recreate at home. I only am at home.
How much money do you think you've spent on batteries since the quarantine?
Well, like I bought a case at the beginning of the year, as I do every year as part of my New Year's, just kind of getting ready.
The big,
for the
huge
new
ones
year.
That you screw the wires on the top.
Double A does me.
Yeah, see, that's
double
the good
a
thing.
Me.
You can get it on Amazon now.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Batteries are cheap.
See,
girls
I went to Whoopi's house last week to pick some numbers. I'm wondering, next to her bed, there was a car battery. And I said, what the fuck is that doing there?
That's not for the vibrator.
Duracell.
That's the Cum Blaster 4000 battery pack. Just calm down there, buddy.
Runs the pressure washer.
And there was like every color on the fucking wall behind the bed. Every bodily fluid color was splattered on the fucking wall.
They got UV lights. Did you like that? Nice touch.
And remember I brought you a can of that luminol stuff that they use on crime scenes?
It's just one solid bright white light.
All right, Whoopi, I'm sorry. I'll leave your masturbation alone. I spanked it twice
Rona,
last night.
I am not ashamed.
I'm not either.
Gosh. One double A, though. You know, it's fine. That's all I need.
One double A?
Yeah, I had this Trojan promotion in 2013. Still using that bad boy. Way to go, Trojan.
She's frugal.
I mean, she's had it repaired
it was
to
free.
It.
I'm going to run it till it dies.
Did it? I know it hadn't chipped your teeth or anything.
Oh, I wish it could go that far, but, you know, it only goes up so high.
All right, give us some news, girl.
All right, I want to start with a really feel-good story about a gentleman in Tanzania who digs in the dirt all day. They have all this, like, really exploitative mining going on over there. Mm-hmm. This dude found a piece of tanzanite worth $3.4 million. It's about the size of a loaf of bread, and he just found it, and now he's going to be super rich, which is good because he has more than 30 children.
Where is this, Tanzania?
Tanzania.
Where the fuck's Tanzania? I know it's in Africa, but outside of being in Africa, where is it at?
And what the fuck's tanzanite? Is that just one of those rare jewels, like a ruby or something, but he found a loaf of bread?
It's used to make ornaments. It says ornaments. It's
ornaments.
One of the rarest gemstones on Earth.
And he found a big, giant piece of it.
Like this big.
Fuck.
33 kilograms. A big one. He's got $3.4 million to raise his 30 kids with, which I think is just
Jesus
really lucky.
Jesus Christ, man. Hey. 30 kids. How does that even happen? With one work girl, does it say?
I can't imagine that it was. Is that
That'd be
even
impossible.
Possible?
That'd be impossible.
Extra rice for you.
He's going to build a shopping mall and a school and just keep running his goat farm and doing his mining.
This is not a dig, but if Tanzania is one of those really poor countries like a lot of them are in Africa, a school is going to be a hut. You know what I'm saying? It's
Yeah, I don't know. I have known nothing about Tanzania, so for me to sit here and just assume
the exchange rate, it's still a lot of money for them, I suppose.
But he doesn't get to exchange it. He lives there.
East Africa.
He lives there, so there is no exchange rate.
Well, I mean, in terms of $3.4 million,
unless he was to sell that to like an American. Hey, I'm going to sell you this loaf of bread. Yeah.
What else is he mining it for?
Yeah.
Who else is going to buy it?
I wonder if he's one of those uneducated guys where he could say, hey, man, I love that. I'm going to give it to you. And here's a $50 Kroger card. And how much you could feed 30 kids with $50?
That's pretty good. That's a lot of rice.
That's a lot of rice.
A lot of rice.
And a bag of flour the size of your head.
Yep, and that's all I think people in Africa eat is rice because I'm an idiot.
And I don't know. You know, I don't know what they eat.
I don't either. Now, I know what Ethiopians eat. We have a friend that's cooked for me a few times, and there was some weird shit in it.
He
made some kind of soup, and I bit into it, and there was a bone.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
so see, that's why I don't eat weird stuff.
Yeah, and it was good. Most of the stuff he had was good. Besides, the Ethiopians have this bread. I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Oh, the wet bread, you
but
said.
But it's wet, and it's the you weirdest fucking bread.
Use it as a fork,
bread.
Right?
Yeah, they use it basically as their utensil. Everything
Middle Easterners eat everything with bread. They dip everything in.
Well, and typically it's very good, you know, but the Ethiopian bread is not good. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, Ethiopia.
It?
Yeah, I've had it multiple times because, you know, Masai's a buddy of mine at work, and he's gave, you know, I've told him I didn't like this, so he's like, well, try this one. He's brought me like three or four different kinds, and every time.
None good.
No, and I've tried all of them, you know, and it's not good. I just yet to find a good one.
Yeah, I'll stay away from the wet bread.
Yeah, wet bread just, it sounds fucking gross.
You know, the thing about it is, if I won't eat anything, if I can't look in it and identify every ingredient in there, at least the chunks. What the fuck is that? Well, that's a fucking dolphin kidney. No, I'm not going to eat the dolphin kidney. All right, that's a chicken. That's fucking carrot. That's a piece of onion. All right, I'll eat this.
Yeah. I don't think you watch it. Do you watch Alone?
I started watching it.
Okay. Do you watch Alone? Are you current?
I've seen it. No.
Okay. Well, there's the most recent episode I'm going to talk about real quick. This guy kills a fucking muskox. You know, a big
really?
Fucking animal. Kills this big
how
this fucking hillbilly. He shoots it with a bow and arrow, right? But it doesn't kill it. So he follows the muskox as it's dying, basically. And I guess, you know, the fucking animal rights people were all up in arms about this episode.
That's how everybody hunts.
Wait, listen. But they're showing him. They're showing the animal suffer.
All right.
You know what I mean? And the fucking thing won't die, but it's sitting there and it's about to peel over. And this motherfucker follows it. Now he grabs his knife and he's running up to it and just yeah! And they're running away 20 yards and they're running back up and go, yeah! And he did this like, this is after he just sat there and watched it bleed out for 5 hours, but it wouldn't die.
Yeah.
So now he's doing this. And finally, after a couple stabs, the thing finally dies.
Okay.
So right away, obviously, because I don't, if you're not familiar with Alone, they drop these guys off on islands with, I think maybe like five things, not much stuff. And this particular season, they got to survive for 100 days. If they survive for 100 days, they get $1 million.
It's like Naked and Afraid with clothes.
But a lot more intense. There's one person. Yeah, there's one person. There's no camera crew. There's nothing. You know, it's just that one person.
Well, how is it being filmed then?
Because they have cameras. They all have GoPros and
shit.
Wait,
so he's doing a video of him going, yeah,
what,
yeah.
What they'll do is they'll set up cameras in their own trees. They're
gotcha.
Responsible for filming themselves, and they want to look cool, too. So, you know, of course, if this guy's going to do some cool shit, he's going to set it up and then go running at him and stab the fucking animal. But they have GoPros on them stuff, too, and just they have a lot of camera equipment, which is actually more of a pain in the ass. That adds to the hardness of the show, in my opinion, because now not only do they have to survive on their own, but they got to carry all this camera equipment around. And, you know, anyway, like this guy, I think, spent like, I don't know, like 12 hours altogether walking back and forth to bring this muskox back. But anyways, after he kills it, the first thing he does is open it up, and the thing just dies.
Eats the heart.
Eats the heart.
Yeah.
And he's just getting all fucking manly about it. And it's, I couldn't imagine doing that.
Yeah,
at
they
all.
Do that. Well, I mean, but the animal rights people, that's how hunting is done in America, 90% with deer. When you bow hunt, 90% of the time they don't die, and you literally have to follow the trail of blood and wait till they kill
over. I
get
you. Do you eat the heart right away? Or is that just some
I've never
next
eaten
level
the heart, but
hunter shit?
The first time I killed a deer, I was...
He's like, taste the energy!
19. And these guys I was with made some kind of fucked up joke. Hey, you got to eat the heart. I'm like, that's not going to fucking happen. And I took a thimble-sized little bit of the blood and tasted that.
Well, that was another thing he did. After he ate the heart, he's sitting there just licking his fucking hands. It was very
But no, the first time
savage.
I killed a deer, it was very tough for me to watch.
Yeah.
You know, like anybody, I think, to watch them gut it and clean it and all that, which I had to help with because it was mine. And I didn't think I wanted to do it again. I went back the next year. It wasn't quite as hard. It's an animal, yep. You know, blah, blah, blah. And now I like to hunt now. I don't hunt deer most of the time. Most of the time I just hunt birds, and they're real easy to watch them kill. You just picture that's the one that shit all over your car after you left the car wash.
I don't feel bad about birds.
No,
ever.
Fuck no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not. If there's a guy walking around a chicken farm just punting them or something, I'm like, hey man, knock it off. Yeah. But you know, as far as just killing them to eat, I don't feel bad about that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I forgot what I was going
to
say.
Speaking
so let's go
of
on.
Cuisine, I've got something that'll be easy for you to eat, and this is not a new story, but I did not know about it. It's in 2016, but this is a dish, a fine dish that I think that you will enjoy because you can identify all the ingredients.
Okay.
It became popular after the election, 2016. It's the Trump sandwich.
Well, sounds tasty, of course.
It is very
tasty.
I am
not eating bullshit.
It's a Trump sandwich. It is on white bread, of course. The meat is the finest bologna. The dressing is a Russian dressing, and it comes with a side of a baby pickle.
Ooh, with his little baby hands and his little baby dick.
Apparently, it's popped up in delis all over the U.S., and I guess we just
a bologna
don't have a
sandwich.
Good deli because I want to see bread. This on the menu.
On white bread with Russian dressing.
Yeah.
What was the rumor about Trump's dick? I know that lady wrote a book about it and stuff, but she didn't say it was small. She said it was, like, shaped really funny, right?
Yeah. I never heard any elaboration on it, but it
got
was
a
shape
on
issue,
it.
I think.
Yeah, there was. I forget what the deal was. It was a weird shape. They said the same thing about Epstein. His dick was like shaped like, I forget what they described just his. His had a really
grab
specific
him by the
dick.
Pussy.
But that always cracks
this.
Me up.
They needed it.
I like bologna. I'd eat the sandwich, but I don't like Russian dressing. Yeah. Put on a little mustard and I'm going to go with it.
I'm not even sure I've had Russian dressing.
Trump sandwich guy, huh?
Is
that the red shit?
It's like French. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, it's red.
Sweet.
It's red because of Russians?
Yeah,
is that
but
what
with bologna, it's got to be mustard and... I don't do horseradish. I don't do Russian. I don't do French dressing. I don't do any of this.
Now, bologna for me, I'm not a big fan of eating a bologna sandwich, mm-hmm. but I like fried bologna.
Ooh, it's the best.
You fry that bologna up, put a slice of cheese on it, melt that on top, and then put that on some white bread with some mustard.
Miracle
I'm all
whip.
About it.
Miracle whip.
Why does bologna do that when you cook it?
I don't know, but you just put some slices in it. You gotta know how to make a bologna sandwich. That's not beginner shit. You think it's beginner shit. Until you try to make that fucking bologna sandwich
I love
without
fried
coming
bologna.
At it.
And all bologna is a flat hot dog.
Yes, of course.
That's all it is.
And assholes. Different
but
shape.
It has a different taste to it.
I mean, I like bologna.
If you put a hot dog on the stovetop, it doesn't taste like a fried bologna sandwich.
No, and a hot dog's got to have ketchup.
But I might experiment. I might cut my hot dog one night in real thin slices, fry it up just to see what the fuck it would taste like.
I think it would taste just like bologna because it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, well... Next time I overdose, that's what I'm doing.
All right, give me the Trump on white, hold the Russian.
Okay, all right, I've got that for you. Speaking about dicks and lovemaking.
I just want the baby
I'm
pickle.
Really thinking a lot about love. And
the gherkin.
There's a lot of good stories out there. I want to keep it positive some more.
I prefer the dicks and not the lovemaking so much.
Same.
God, I'm shallow.
Same thing. An Oregon man was driving a stolen car, and he was evading police. A lot going on in Oregon. I don't know.
Oregon's a great time
yeah,
right
there's
now.
It's a real roller coaster. He wrecked his stolen car, and it turns out that he wrecked his stolen car into the love of his life, a woman driving yet another stolen car.
That's awesome.
Did they end up together?
I mean, that would be a story. To think so. This doesn't say, but that just leaves it open for me to believe in love.
There's no way I'm not becoming that lady's pen pal, though.
Oh,
you know,
for
I'm
sure.
finding out, isn't it? There's just too much. Like, the universe brought them together for a reason.
Now, since the cars were wrecked, did they run in opposite directions or did they run together?
I don't know.
Because they're both fleeing the
Real
scene.
Jack
they're in stolen
Diane.
Cars.
Yeah, this is just a fucking a movie Random. Waiting to happen in the future. Ben Affleck is going to play this guy eventually, you know, with some other skank playing the girl. It's going to be great.
Imagine seeing that accident, though. You know, you expect one person to run, but they collide, and then just everybody runs.
That would be funny.
Yeah,
I passed that chase yesterday on 275. I was on my way to Dayton. There was a...
What was the story there?
There's like 60 cops flying by me the opposite direction, and they had a tractor trailer boxed in.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was some sort of hostage situation.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And somewhere around 5 Mile, they shot the engine out.
Yeah, I've...
Oh, that so was, the trucker had kidnapped somebody.
Yeah, that was right over here by my house. And well, not by my house, but on 275 over there. And yesterday when I went to work, they had the fucking highway shut down. I was pissed because this happened at like 3. You know, I went to work at 7. Why do we still need the highway shut down 3 hours after this fucking thing? Well, no, but it had already been solved. The lady was already out of the car or whatever. Apparently some dude just stole a woman. You know, I don't know if it was his wife or whatever. It was a kidnapped lady. The trucker had him. And, yeah, they shot it out right there. They shut down the highway forever. I was almost late to work, so it was Nate. I was pretty pissed off.
So 275 down by the bridge?
Yeah, right
I
by the bridge.
I was in Montgomery, and I was like, what in the hell?
It went far on 275.
Because at Montgomery, they had a liquid transport truck boxed in, which is not what got shot out. So I think they just, like, were trying to figure out which truck it was. And I imagine they had, like, you know, some coronavirus vaccine.
It was comical, the amount of cop cars they had falling behind it, though.
It
looked like
60.
A Blues Brothers movie.
Well, I mean, fucking lady kidnapped in there.
I know, but do you need 50, 60 cars?
I passed them 5 miles
why not
ago.
Set up a barrier or something? It was just weird. There's that many cops. They had to come from like every district, apparently, to chase this fucking truck down.
Well, don't they have to, when they get to the end of their jurisdiction, don't they have to stop chasing and the next guy picks it up? Isn't that how it works?
I don't know how that works. I've always kind of assumed that, at least with states, but that doesn't really make sense. I mean, you can't just, okay, I'm in Hamilton County now out of Claremont County. Go fuck yourself, Sheriff. You know, right across the border.
Yeah,
that's not
going
to work out.
Well, let me tell you about my brush with death last night, speaking of that. And this really happened, and it really fucked with me for a little while.
Well, here's the problem. When you hang yourself to jerk off, you got to let yourself off the right time. As soon as you come, let the rope release, man.
I was leaning on the bed with my feet solidly under me, so I knew when I got close all I had to do was raise up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my feet slipped out from under me. God. I was losing it. I came like a wildcat.
Well,
but
of course, that's the best part. Well, yeah. I mean, if you the closer you get to dying, the better the fucking cum's gonna be.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know, the orgasm's gonna
so
be
last
hitting.
Night I leave and I'm driving home. I think it was like 2:30 in the morning, and the way I go home is I head up North 75 and I get on 74 and I wrap it around to my exit. Well, when you go under 75, there's an overpass with very thin underneath the bottom of there. So you really have to kind of hold on to your wheel because you're right next to the other car and blah, blah, blah. So I get around there, and there's not a million lights along this fucking freeway. Swear to God this happened. And all of a sudden, I'm going 60, 65.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I look up in front of me, like right when you come out of the overpass, it's like a turn. And I literally fucking laid on my brakes, as did everybody else next to me. There was a 3-car accident right in the middle of the fucking freeway. It was in my lane, and it had bled over into the middle lane. Shit all over the fucking ground. One car on its fucking top. All 3 cars fucking smoking. One of them facing me, a car on its top, and a whole bunch of fucking young guys, look like around mid-20s or whatever, mm-hmm. with their shirts off, yelling at each other like they were going to start fighting. And the wreck had just happened. There was no cops there.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking laid on my brakes. And I was like, okay, I'm going to whip over to the right. But I couldn't because there was a guy laying his brakes on right here.
Yeah.
I literally stopped 20 feet from the cars, but I was in a pile of shit. Because, I mean, I don't exactly know what happened, but one of the cars had flipped over. Now, I didn't think anybody was dead.
Yeah.
Because all the people that were outside of the cars yelling at each other, and there was probably a dozen of them. None of them were hovered around the fucking upside down car, like screaming, "Are you okay?" The thing had just fucking happened, and if I wasn't paying attention, if I was looking at my phone for a split fucking second, I go right into that fucking wreck, and I'm not here.
Yeah, and do you look at your phone while you drive?
The only time I check my phone is when I turn it on when I'm driving the thing. I don't text or anything like that. I look for notifications. Okay, I got an email. I got to check that when I get home. But no, I don't look at my phone when I drive.
Well, I do. I mean, I'll read whole fucking news stories.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a good driver. I ain't worried about it.
The only time I look at my phone is when I want to pop it on Bluetooth and find some music to listen to, and then I set it down. But, I mean, if I wasn't paying attention for just a second, because it was right around the fucking turn.
Yeah.
My whole question is, how did this fucking car get upside down? There's 3 fucking cars and smoking and everything. I was like, well, I thought to myself, do I call 911? Or I'm sure they already have, because there was no fucking cops. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't have called 911.
But it was pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, I would have at least sat around to watch the fight, though. Did you try to move on? Or did you?
Oh, there was 40 cars trying to get by, so I had to get by.
Oh, okay.
It was a bunch of young kids, looked like college kids. And this car upside down was a fucking crunched fucking mess.
Yeah, it was probably. Oh,
sorry,
man.
About that.
Whoopi fucked up the camera view, guys. For whoever's watching.
Fucking Whoopi.
Sorry.
Fucking Whoopi, man.
Sorry.
What, you not comfortable over there?
I'm old.
This.
My knees locked.
Yeah,
up.
My knees are hurting too, but it doesn't mean anything.
Hey, my knees feel great.
And it's 88 degree heat right now.
You got it on dehumidify again, don't you?
It's way more comfortable than last
time.
I don't think I do.
You don't?
No, it's just it's fucking hot outside.
Yeah.
And it's humid as shit. What's the humidity in this room? Is at 58% right now. Last night it was up to 80, which I don't even know how. I feel like I can see the air if it's 80%.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've been talking about these contests I want to do, and there's a whole bunch we've been talking about. But the one I threw at you last week, I really want to do this.
Yeah.
The Blumpkin one. Oh,
I have a special connection with Blumpkin. You know,
you've given
you
a
Blump-
you've given a Blumpkin.
It's been a love affair. You know, it's been a long time. Maybe we'll get him on the show sometime.
We have talked about this forever. We have never known anybody who had either part in a Blumpkin, and Whoopi
has given
a fucking Blumpkin.
We are Blumpkin madness, me and my buddy Max.
He gave
Max
you a Blumpkin?
We've explored all angles on this Blumpkin thing.
That is so fucking gross.
You sucked the dick on the pooper.
He ate her out while she was pooping.
Okay. Ooh, what?
That is so gross.
Are you kidding me?
I feel like Stewie when he slept with Quagmire.
Great interest for about 10 years between me and a very good friend of mine, and you know, I feel as if we've Blumpkined with our souls.
You haven't really physically Blumpkined, or do you are you backpedaling?
I'll never tell. I mean, I'm not.
You just told. You can't fucking spin this story. Fuck you. You gave a Blumpkin. You Blumpkin giver.
I like to think of it as I got a Blumpkin. You know, that was a gift that I received.
What do you mean?
Oh, and he had to go deeper into the little hole.
You know, I wanted to give him this gift.
Wait, I'm confused. So you gave a Blumpkin and he gave you a Blumpkin? You guys exchanged Blumpkins. Because I couldn't imagine.
I mean, okay. It's tough. You know.
Did you...
Oh my god.
I got a question though.
The real interesting part is that it was at in a porta potty at Bun Bear. It's about 600 degrees outside.
And those things smell like a dead body anyway.
This was an expression of love, guys.
Expression of something.
I could not eat a pussy on a porta potty.
While it was pooping.
I had only been working in the hot sun about like 10 or 12 hours.
Oh my god. I feel dirty.
But you have a contest.
Who cares? Who cares? You won. You won the contest.
You gave a Blumpkin and received one in a fucking porta toilet that 1,000 people have shit in, and that green sludge doesn't cover up any fucking smell.
At that point, it doesn't matter if the individual took a shit themselves because they're in a porta potty with all the shits already in there.
I'm not going to let you guys Blumpkin shame me. I'm proud. Okay. I won his heart that day.
No, you didn't.
It's mine to keep forever.
That's not his heart.
One day, he's going to fuck my vagina.
What?
You know what he does?
What?
Every time he gets drunk with his buddies, I got this bitch story. Bitch gave me a Blumpkin in a fucking portable toilet.
He was thrilled when I brought it up as an idea. You know, he was really into it once I explained to him what it was going to be like.
Of course he was. That is the fucking Grand Canyon of fucking sexual experience.
It is.
Blumpkin. No one gets or receives Blumpkins. That's just like a fairy tale that happens in the weirdo world.
A fairy tale. That's exactly what it was like. Yes, thank you.
That's not going to be my choice of words on the fairy tale. That would be definitely something to fucking cross off the old bucket list, but I got blown while shitting in a portable toilet.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, at a music festival? I mean, art, you know, and love
art
come together.
You weren't at Woodstock or anything, you know, that fucking, oh my God. It's so funny because we've talked about it. Not only have we said, we've mentioned the word Blumpkin 1,000 times, but we always said we've never known anybody who ever got one. Not only do we know somebody now who's gotten one, we know somebody who's received one as well.
Yes, that's fucking weird.
Wow, you'd been in the hot sun. You were in a portable toilet. You had some fucking, you were making soup in your underwear probably because of the froth and the foam. This was a trooper. And his balls probably smelled like.
He's one of America's finest soldiers.
That bread that Jason ate.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what his balls smelled like because you're literally hovering above everyone's shit that sat out in 90-degree heat. Because, I mean, this is Bunbury. This is the middle of the fucking summer. The balls are hot. The fucking toilet stalls smell awful.
I mean, you
got people
what?
That have been drinking since fucking 10 in the morning.
I would give Whoopi.
Seriously, people fucking them all the time.
I would give you props if you fucked in one. I'd be like, oh, God, you're braver than me. You fucked in a stinky thing. But you gave and received blumpkins in that thing. Fuck, you're
I haven't been able to round that base with him yet. You know, I'm hoping maybe around year 15 of our friendship we'll be able to be intimate enough to.
You give each other blumpkins, but you don't fuck.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
That's good for you guys.
Hey, I knew it. That's kind of like respect. This girl I knew, swear to God. I don't know personally, but a friend of mine dated her for 6 months. And he said that she wanted to get married a virgin. But I had known her to been with like 8-9 guys. And she only took it in the butt. She didn't let any of them go in the vagina. She let them go in the ass. Because she wanted to get married a virgin.
I think there's a lot of girls that do that at a very young age. Like girls that get involved
before they really know what's going on. She was 18, 19.
Yeah. You get a lot of weird, like, Christian guilt girls that'll do that, you know, thinking that, well, they never mentioned the butt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just have to be virgins, not butt virgins.
You guys heard of soaking?
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 What do you got to do? Like, you soak your butthole and then it gets better?
I think it's something the Mormon youths engage in. It's when you put your dick in, but then you don't move. So it's not really sex in the eyes of the Lord.
Huh.
Soaking.
According to my Mormon friends in Arizona, sex with the Mormons is for procreation only. It is not for pleasure. It's for making babies. So you're not even supposed to do it unless the woman's on her ovulation cycle. You're not even supposed to do it.
Could you do that? Could you just put your dick in a fucking pussy and then just...
That's like playing just a chip. Chill? That's how you get it in there. And then she goes, oh, move it a little. You know, that's how it works.
Well, yeah, but not if they're both like... If the Mormon... They're both fucking brainwashed Mormons. And the Mormon community allows this.
What's the point of it, though? It's not going to feel good. It's going to feel good for about 3 seconds till you bury it. But then when you stop...
What's the fucking point of being a Mormon?
I wonder if it's rational sex people? If I squeeze my pussy. Like, if it's sex well, then you're providing
pleasure, though.
If I squeeze my pussy.
If you squeeze your pussy on it, he's probably going to ejaculate.
Yeah, well, it could, especially someone that's never done it before.
And then fucking Joseph Smith is sending you to the gates of hell.
It's true. You don't want to go to fucking Mormon hell. It's worse than regular hell.
Yeah, I heard in some countries, if you break the law and you're Mormon, they make you do your sentence at BYU. You got to do undergraduate studies at BYU. Yeah, as a student. Get sentenced there.
Yeah, fuck that.
And you have to pay tuition.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back. Now I'm over the shock of Whoopi giving a blumpkin. That took a while. That wore on me. I didn't know how to react to that. I've known Whoopi fucking since we were kids.
I don't know why it's surprising.
And it's not, but it is. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter who would have told me that story. There's not one person that
you totally believe me.
Yes, I believe you.
We both believe you. You're not going to backpedal that. Let me tell you something.
I can, yeah.
The filthiest thing you can do, the fucking filthiest, is a blumpkin when you're both right out of the shower. Imagine 8 hours at Bunbury in a fucking port-a-john. You've set standards that I couldn't even fucking possibly reach for.
Yeah, I love it.
I do too. It's amazing.
See? It just keeps on giving. The joy is exponential.
All right, but you're one of the contest. We're giving out what in exchange for what?
I'm not going to give away the $180 dildo or whatever, but I've got some $50 gift cards.
That's going right here.
Doink. $50 gift cards for Pure Romance to give away. Go through the catalog. You can buy a lot of good jack-off stuff. When I was a kid, I would look in these little fucking magazines, and there'd be a picture of a pirate, and mm-hmm. it would say, draw me. And you would draw a picture of this fucking pirate, and you would mail it in, and they would give you this ridiculous, hey, you won, congratulations. Here's a fucking art book and some things to study. You're studying fucking art. I want to see, I know a lot of people out there have artistic ability. I want to see pictures of blumpkins.
Okay.
We got a lot of stuff to give away. We can come up with some cooler contests.
I've seen some good ones online. Not too many, but I have seen some decent ones. There's a pumpkin carving one that's my favorite. Someone carved into a pumpkin, a blumpkin. So the light shines through and it shows someone getting blown on a toilet.
That's fucking awesome.
And that's the best one that's online right now. But yeah, I'd like to see that too. You get us a nice blumpkin picture. That would
but
be
it
great.
Has to be one that you guys drew. Okay, you have to draw it.
It don't have to be drawn. It can be done 3D rendering on the computer.
You
do whatever
can do it
you want to fucking do.
You can do anything, but you have to do it yourself. You have to create this picture.
How about Kenny D makes a fucking blumpkin 3D object because he has that 3D printer and we can just put it right here.
Oh,
person on a
good
Blumpkin,
one.
Or, you know.
I don't care what you do, but I want to see Blumpkins, and we're going to give you...
Doesn't have to be in a porta potty. Only real freaks fucking do that.
Yeah. Oh, but I want to see Blumpkins. I don't care how you make it. Draw it with a crayon. Draw it on a piece of paper. Do it 3D. Do it with fucking Play-Doh. Do it with fucking Nerds candy. I don't give a shit. But let's say the best Blumpkin submission is going to get a $50 gift card at Pure Romance.
That's good. $50 can get you some nice jingles.
It can.
You know?
So we're going to do that. And I don't care.
And we don't have to know what you spend it on. So you can really get your feet. Now, we're giving out dildos. Like, got a pocket pussy. You know, it's not a big deal. But you can really get deep into the grossness because you're ordering it on your own.
Yeah, we don't have to know what it is. And the thing about it is, the only thing that we insist on is that when you submit this picture, there has to be something on that picture that tells us it was yours. That you didn't pull it off the fucking internet or, you know.
I'm too good at the internet. They ain't getting one by on me.
Okay.
Either. All right. That's
draw us
happening.
A picture. Paint us a picture. Do whatever you want. Make us a Blumpkin. And the best Blumpkin a week from today is going to receive a $50 gift card. Now you can send it to.
I'd say 2 weeks. Give them 2 weeks.
All right. 2 weeks.
Yeah. Because then you can pump it up again next week.
You can send it to our email. ShutUpCincinnati@gmail.com.
Yeah. Or through Facebook or through Instagram or wherever the fuck you want to get a hold of us through. It doesn't really matter. Just get a hold of us.
You got 2 weeks.
ShutUpCincinnati@gmail.com. You go to ShutUpCincinnati.com, our website. You can also reach us on there. So
give us a Blumpkin. And if anyone happened to be at Bunbury and stuck the camera in while Whoopi was giving or getting one, that'll get you a $100 gift card.
I will give you $200 of my personal money if you have a picture
of Whoopi getting a Blumpkin.
Getting or giving a Blumpkin and a porta potty at Bunbury.
Well, see, you know what? I'm one step closer to being able to die happy because I wanted to know somebody who's gotten a Blumpkin.
That's good because you're getting close.
Age thing again. It always fucking does it. Just fucking poke.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Hey, we're pretty deep in here. You want to get a Would You Rather in?
Or
do you have any more really good news stories that you just had to get out? Because I know we've kind of cut you short. But we've also had some shit to talk about, so.
Oh, boy, did
we. Well, I mean, I really, just out of my own personal interest, want to talk about Johnny Depp and his wife shitting in his bed, but.
What? Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, we gotta hear
anything about this.
Yeah, so Johnny Depp is suing his wife because he thinks that she has defamed him by saying that he beat her or was violent with her in some way. And apparently, what was the straw that broke the camel's back, I guess, I don't know. Something has come out in the last week or two where she took a shit in the middle of their bed as a quote-unquote prank.
Wait a minute, they're still together?
Yeah.
They still live together.
Is she hot?
But they're suing each other over defamation and shit?
No, defecation.
He is suing her for defamation because she said he was abusive. And Winona Ryder has come out and said, no way, not my Johnny, but she didn't appear in court to be a witness on his behalf.
So he's suing her, or she's suing him for defamation, and he's suing her for defecation.
That sounds like that's what's going on.
That's pretty big.
This is
so
weird.
You're with this immensely hot chick.
Yeah, I know
do
what his
wife
looks
like.
Do you stay
with her if she shits in your bed as a prank? Do you think that's a funny thing?
I'd laugh. Good one, hon.
You know, it's not about shitting in the bed at that point. They obviously have a lot of other issues. If our only issue ever was her shitting in the bed, I'm not kicking her out. I mean, she is very hot. But
and you can afford new sheets and even a new mattress.
I could get by the shit. It's all lawsuits and everything else that's going on. It's making me get the fuck out of there. And the fact that I'm Johnny fucking Depp and I can get whatever I want, wherever I want. And just walk around with that fucking dumb hat and dumb haircut and enjoy life, you know?
Oh, there's almost any woman that he pointed at would fuck him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, still to this day. Yeah. And he's had that option for fucking 30
and
years
now. And a good
now.
Portion of men, straight and gay.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
100%.
He's pretty fella.
I blew Richard Grieco once in the hopes of meeting Johnny Depp through the experience, but it never happened. Turns out they're not pals.
I didn't know Johnny Depp got to start with Nick Cage. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's a fucking couple right there.
Nick Cage was like, you should be an actor. You might be one. You don't even know yet. And got him his first audition.
He's about the weirdest fucking dude walking the planet, but he's a pretty good fucking actor. Pretty cool actor, I think.
He's a great actor, but he's played the same role now for fucking 20 years.
Well, you get stuck. Well.
He did the Hunter S. Thompson movie, and then he became kind of Hunter S. Thompson in every fucking role he played since then. Yeah. And then he did the what was the movie with the Pirates of the Caribbean, and that was kind of a mix between Hunter S. Thompson and Keith Richards. And he's kind of played that
weird
character.
And then he did, he was good in the Gilbert Grape movie. That was a good movie.
No, that was a long, long time ago.
And then he did Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka was stupid.
That was creepy.
Yeah, it was creepy. I liked the first one a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Johnny Depp. Good for him. He's getting shit in the bed, though. That's You know, it's nice to know that at least. Like, I might not be Johnny Depp, but my wife ain't shit in the bed. You know, that's good.
Not on purpose.
That's a plus.
And if she did, you wouldn't go on TV and say, hey, everybody, look, she just shit in the bed.
No one on TV would care.
Young people would TikTok it for sure. That's TikTok gold.
TikTok's on its way out, man. Trump's going to get rid of that Chinese tool.
Is that what it is? Tool of Chinese government?
Nah, Trump's about to ban that shit, for real.
TikTok?
Yeah, because
it really is.
Well, it probably is. Mm-hmm. It probably is. It's a Chinese company, but a lot of the government and the companies, obviously, over there are tied together. So, yeah, it probably is, and they're probably tracking a lot of data and stuff. But what are they seeing? Some fucking idiots sing the Baby Got Back? I mean, that's TikTok.
Yeah, they're
not telling anything. It's not like you're giving personal secrets, your social security number
on
TikTok.
No, but see, that happens with fucking everybody. They take some cool app, and they can do a funny thing, ha, 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 and then the fucking good computer people turn it into, hey, here's what else I can do with this fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, they track
Leave
it. They
alone.
Use your information and everything else.
Let me see a video of some guy doing Baby Got Back in a fucking G-string, and I'll laugh, ha, 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 you know. But
people need that now.
They do.
And then next thing you know, everything on your computer is aimed right towards your interest.
Yeah,
and I find
that still fucks with me.
I find it super convenient.
I've never opened
Facebook ads. Have been.
I've never opened TikTok. I don't know. I don't know how to make videos.
I've thought about doing a TikTok for the show, but I just feel like I'm almost 40. I don't feel right doing it, so I'm not.
You know what? I
TikTok's for the kids.
You know what I did think was funny, and I don't remember the song title. And this fuck was. Went on for about a year. You remember the videos where somebody would open their car door and step out and dance to this fucking song while
yes,
the car
I do
was
remember
fucking,
that.
I thought that was funny.
I don't remember
I thought it
the
was
song
cool.
either.
I saw old men do it. I saw old ladies doing it. I saw other fucking
things
doing it.
I think it was Drake. It was a dumb song, but it was a funny.
But it was a funny little bit. And you know, everybody was putting their submissions on there of them jumping out of the car and doing it. And I thought it was fucking hilarious.
I enjoyed that.
The one that's getting me right now, and I fucking love this guy. You can watch it on Facebook about the. 10-year-old kid or something in his room playing video games, and his 40-year-old dad walked in and started fucking dancing. Oh. I do that to my kids, and they get so fucking embarrassed and so mad. Stop that! Stop that! And this guy just fucking didn't stop. He was doing all this shit, and I said, "That's the funniest shit I've ever fucking seen." Now, stuff like that to me is amusing and harmless, and people jumping out of their cars and looking in and dancing—that was funny.
Sometimes they fall down; those were good too.
Or they run into something because they're not looking. Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is, while that app's cool and everything, there's a device in the back of the app that lets your phone. That accesses your phone's location and tracks every single place you go and tracks everything you do.
Really?
And everything. I don't know. But that's usually the problem with all those apps. If you ever put any of those apps in, the amount of permissions you give them is ridiculous. You know, if you actually paid attention, which I don't because I don't really give a shit, but I understand why people give a shit at the same time.
You know, if all that shit is true where they know where you are and they can see you, and how come there's so many fucking missing children in the fucking world?
Oh, because they're all stealing them and eating
them.
They
know where they are.
But we know who stole them.
They're all on Wayfair. They're cabinets. Yeah. just look at your local Wayfair.
But we know who stole them. They're with their estranged father who took them after a visitation. Well, dad's got a cell phone. How come we don't know where he is?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answers to any of these questions.
I can turn GPS off on my Android.
You can turn it off, but they can turn it back on.
Probably.
You know what I mean? They got access. We're fucked, but who cares?
Well, you should start an app. You start an app called Blumpkin, and what you do is, the app knows anytime you take a shit or get orally serviced, and if it does both, it sends out a mass text to everybody you know. I'm doing both,
as it should.
Yeah, not I'm taking a shit. Hey, you're taking a shit, and some guy's eating at the Y. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I got so much fucking more respect for you, but it's respect in a different way. It's respect, but I'm doing this. Because I've never even heard of a woman getting a Blumpkin.
Yeah, that seems ridiculous.
Because your face is pretty much in the hole.
Yes.
We could be pioneers. I don't know. I mean.
That's a pioneer move.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
We're all left in wonderment. Would you rather?
Pioneer.
All right. I'll name this this would you rather at Blumpkey then. You should open a sandwich shop called Blumpkey's.
Blumpkey's.
They only serve Trump sandwiches.
I'd eat there. I'd eat bologna
there.
No,
they serve the shit on a hoagie roll that you talked about.
Oh, that's delicious.
All right, Whoopi.
Hey, she knew Eastgate Woods guy, right?
Who's Eastgate Woods guy?
The guy I fed shit to.
The third
he ate
floor
it?
Guy.
The one you don't know for sure.
He also had another job and sometimes would order there. I saw him at his other job.
The guy that
job.
Ordered real late and That guy, real late, never tipped.
Yeah,
never tipped. Yeah, all his furniture was built out of Bush Light cans and fucking pizza boxes.
Alden Moore, he worked at Walmart, like changing tires or some shit like that. Fuck that guy. I hope you enjoyed my shit.
$6 delivery.
I mean, someone else's shit, and that may or may not.
There wasn't much shit in there, right? It was just like a little tiny.
Well, it wasn't my shit either.
Shit.
You weren't the only one, I'm sure.
I probably wasn't. Yeah, I definitely wasn't the only one to fuck with his food. I may have been the only one that did the poop thing. But
I hope nobody's ever fucked with my food. Because I'm never a dick, and I always tip. So
well,
I'm
then
hoping.
You're good. I mean, have you ever ordered at 12:29 when they close at 12:30?
No, the pizza place by my place, they fucking don't answer the phone a half hour before they open.
And I'm not saying anyone is ever justified. Any driver that does that shit, that's a dick move. If you're up until 12:30, you're up until 12:30. Fucking get over it. But I know people that, you know, if you order late, they're so pissed because they have to stick around another half hour or whatever it is.
Right.
That do some shit. But, you know, usually as long as you order a half hour before a place closes, you tip well. Mm-hmm. Not even well. As long as you
just tip
decently. Yeah. You're not going to fuck with someone that gives you an average tip. You don't need a big tip not to fuck with someone's food.
Right.
Like I said, this was a thing. Some drivers are crazier than others. But for me, I think I only fucked with like one or two people at most in my whole, you know. 15-year Papa John's career, or, you know, all the other places I worked.
Right, I get it.
But yeah, you know, but who knows? You never know. You just never know what the fuck's going on
in
the kitchen
either.
I've
never eaten a booger or anything like that.
You know the fucking mental midgets they put in kitchens at these places, and they're paying them $8-9 an hour. I mean, they're bound to do some stupid shit sometimes, and they might not even know whose food's going where. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you could tell sometimes when you go through a drive-thru that they're just not happy you're there.
Yes, a lot of times.
I mean?
The nerve of you driving
through
this
restaurant.
Welcome
to Taco Bell. Just to let you know, we're only accepting cash and we're out of rice.
Hey, but shout out to that meth head that works in White Castles in Newport late night shift, because this bitch is super nice. You can tell she's all methed out and stuff, but she is nice as fuck. She always gets your orders right.
At White Castle?
Well, it's the only fucking thing open when we get off anymore.
I thought you went to you were a Taco Bell late night
guy. I was,
but
they stopped closing that, or they close it early now ever since the Rona.
Oh, do they?
So I never get out in time. I'm a White Castle's guy now. Not that I eat it all the time, but I eat it maybe once or twice a week.
Is it because of the 10 chicken rings for $2.99
no,
deal? I
hate chicken rings.
My son does, too.
My wife
I bought
wants
some.
Fries almost every night when I get off. She asks if I can bring her some fries, and then while I'm there, I get some fucking Whiteys and whatever. But
is it up on the Beachmont?
No, one in Newport.
Oh, okay.
Right over there.
So you're bringing her cold, stiff fries?
Yeah, well, that's on her.
He's hungry now.
There's not a White Castle around that's closer. I'd have to drive way the fuck out of my way to go to Beachmont, and that's just as far from my house as the one in Newport.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, we're like in the middle. It sounds like it's closer because it's on like the brink of Anderson Township, but it's on the whole other side of Anderson
Township. About White Castle is if you buy them and you take them home, you can't get that onion smell out of your car for weeks.
Ah, my nose is dead. My nose has been dead for fucking 20 years.
You know who else's nose is dead?
Anybody has a Rona?
The guy who gave the Blumpkin to Whoopi in the fucking
Porta
John.
Obvious.
His fucking nose is dead.
Would you rather, man? Let's get to it.
All right, Whoopi.
We're going to have a fucking 3-hour show.
Here's the deal. You can pick any two men in the world, famous people, celebrities, okay, and they will become your sexual slaves for 1 month, okay? Johnny Depp, whoever the fuck you
want. They're getting an easy job.
They're doing whatever you want for 1 month. But before that 1 month starts, you have to make a horse come. I don't know how you do it. You could jack him off. You could suck him off. But that horse has to come. Until he blows a nut, Johnny Depp's still in the jet. And at the limo, he's not doing anything. Any two men in the world. But you have to get a horse off.
I think that's a profession. And I could do that. I will apprentice. It'd be like a dirty job situation.
So you would. Okay. That's only half of it, though.
What?
You get the two sex slaves, but you got to get a horse off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or.
Oh, I see.
Okay, or we take 10 years off your life.
Well, that's just a quick, short decision right there.
10 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah, so you're losing 10 years of your life, or...
They're not the best
but you're
10.
But you're not...
They're on the back end.
What I'm saying is...
You don't know.
You still get the Johnny Depp and the other guy for the 10 years, but you either lose 10 years or you make a horse come.
Yeah, I think that's animal husbandry. I don't see any problem with that.
What's
going
to be your first attempt? Are you going to try to wrap your arms around it and jerk the thing off?
I'm
going
to have to try my hands first. I mean, what else is there? My feet? I can't fit it in my mouth.
You can get the head in there.
I'm glad I taped Whoopi going.
Yeah.
I'll be saving that. Anybody that knows how to screen capture, please do that for me.
Photoshopping it with a toilet in the background.
With a nice portalette.
And little green fucking things coming up like from the smell.
No, I think they got special gloves for it and stuff. Yeah.
And the same thing for you.
Yeah.
Okay, any two women. But either lose 10 years of your life or you get a horse off.
I don't want to lose 10 years of my life because, I mean, at this point, I could be negative years if that was the case.
What I'm saying is maybe the horse doesn't like your hand job. It might have to go oral. Might have to go anal, but that horse has to fucking nut.
I'll get the horse to come. I ain't worried about that.
Really?
I'll get a horse.
You're not
to
worried
come.
That this thing's going to like kick you in the fucking head?
Of course I'm worried about that, but I'm also worried about losing 10 years of my life.
Wear a helmet.
That's a hell of a penalty.
You know, your last 10 years of your life, you hadn't heard from your kids in months.
you're out there, you're assuming skinny, healthy man life. I'm assuming fat diabetes life, where 10 years means I might die at 44 now, you know what I mean, instead of 54. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, I get it.
So, like, it's a...
So you're getting the horse off? Are you getting the horse off?
Yeah.
How are you
quicker than him, I bet.
You know what I heard? You know what I heard horses like? Blumpkins.
And they just stand there and poop with no warning.
Yeah, but that would be an easy one because you're a good 3.5 feet from the horse's ass.
Yeah.
And it's shit and hay.
Yeah, it's vegan.
Shit and hay.
You know, little balls of hay. I don't even
artisan
think horse shit stinks.
Vegan horse shit.
All right, so you're both getting the horse off. I think I'm going to do the horse too, but I think what I'm going to do is grease it up real good, okay, and act like I'm blowing it, even though I'll be looking up at the horse like this because they like it when you make eye contact. I'll be going like this. It'll be 99% hand. Every now and then he might get this.
Oh.
I feel like you're very generous.
You know, lick a horse dick.
Yeah, but I'm getting a horse off too. I don't want to lose 10 years because I have young kids.
Yeah, I don't want to lose 10 years. The horse has got to come, and you get a sweet prize afterwards. You know, you get the two hot ladies.
Yeah, alive this time.
I mean, I don't even know why you threw in the hot ladies. You should have just made the horse come or 10 years of your life, because the hot ladies only add it to the one.
Well, I did it this way because I want you to know that there's something good coming out of it. And
but you gave us a good option, finally. There's never supposed to be a good option.
And I will tell Jessica Alba and Jen Aniston to fucking scissor for about 6 hours a day. Scissor bitches.
Oh, that's funny.
And in the background, I'll be having the Friends theme playing. Mm-hmm. And every time they're scissoring and the Friends theme playing, you'll see my hands come in frame and go.
See, I thought you were going to go with Roseanne and Gravy Legs. Oh, Gravy Legs. You know, I thought that's where you were going to go, but either way. I got him.
Bella's gravy legs.
That's not important.
Oh.
For those who know, or for those who don't know.
Damn.
I don't give a fuck. I'd probably say the name, but Chris would probably get mad at me. So yeah. You're like,
you guys done? I need my fan back.
Yeah, Carmen's not much of a watcher today. She had a friend over.
Hey, the AC's on.
Yeah. What's your point?
Hey, and a big thanks to Carmen's friend for stealing my parking space. That's for the talent. Okay, and
that was me.
No, you're parked in the driveway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think she parked up front.
Hey, good
she
job.
Came first. Okay. You stole his parking
space. That's a reserved parking space.
That's for the co-host.
Reserved, yeah. Your parking space is around the corner or on the street somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I do not.
Actually, she's a street person, hairy guy around the corner.
Yeah, hairy guy does park around the corner.
I think he likes doing it.
Even if there was like no cars in front of you, he parks around the corner.
Yeah. That's a hairy guy move.
Well, he doesn't want the cops to see his plate when they go by.
It's kind of a situation out here. It's not a cul-de-sac. It just ends, you know.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It makes for a bad turnaround area.
It does. That's why I park in the driveway normally, because I don't have to turn around. I just back out. But I couldn't do it today.
Nope.
Late Someone at night, the stoners drive down the street and get high and stuff. You know, I just know that's what's going on because they're just driving down. And then they'll stop at the end of the street and then back really slowly all the way back up to that side street. It's hilarious. Every time.
Fucked up. Joke of the day.
Joke of the day.
All right.
Day.
Guy's laying in bed with his wife. They're in their mid-70s. Old couple, been married forever. And he looks up. She looks up at him and she grabs her chest and she starts having a seizure, and he fucking panics and he takes her to the hospital, and he's in the waiting room and he's pacing up and down the waiting room, and doctor comes out and says, Mr. Jones, I need to talk to you. Your wife had a heart attack. She's alive, but she's not in good shape. And he's like, well, is she going to make it? And he goes, well, it affected her brain. So, she is going to make it. But for the rest of her life, she's bedridden. You're going to have to feed her. You're going to have to change her diaper. She's not going to know who you are, but she's going to be alive. And the husband starts crying. He's like, "Ah, that's awful. That's awful." And he's crying. And my poor wife and the doctor starts laughing. He goes, "I'm just fucking with you, dude. She died."
Well, that's rude.
I like jokes like that. It's just, you know, the look on the man's
bright
face.
Bright side. It's the bright side.
It does. It and now it frees side. Up the old man to pay big money to get a shithouse Blumpkin. I'm not going to stop talking about that. I'm going to tell people I know tonight. I won't use your name like I have to. But
well, yeah, what's the matter? It's on
film. I talked to a girl last night that gave a Blumpkin. So you would be fine, like, if you liked a guy with a good old-fashioned Sanchez or a fucking rusty trombone.
No, that's poop on you. I don't. That's not okay.
Ooh, how about a rusty trombone? Would you give one of those?
No.
There's no poop there. No.
Yes, it is. That's the whole thing.
No, it isn't. A rusty trombone is.
You lick the butt while you stroke the dick.
While you stroke the dick. While you're playing. You're eating his ass.
Well, no, you guys know while I don't. The trombone. I haven't eaten any ass. I told you that.
She's not an ass eater. But
you suck dick with shit in your face.
I never got the opportunity with Skinny Guy, you know?
You give a Blumpkin.
Yeah, that's funny to say you won't eat ass, but you'll give a Blumpkin. That is a weird one.
It was a long time ago, guys. I mean,
but you talked about it with really fond memories.
Yeah, you know, it was. I told you it was an expression of love.
An expression of love. That's so fucking weird.
And to him, it was an expression of, you'll never believe what this nasty bitch
did
to me.
We're still best friends. It's okay.
Best friends.
Are you really?
Yeah.
And you've never banged?
No.
Just give Blumpkins.
I'm still working on it, playing the long game.
You're in it for the long
haul.
That is
the longest game when it involves a Blumpkin.
Oh, God. I think.
You know, you got to try your best stuff right out of the gate.
If I could get a Blumpkin, I think I'd wrap it up. I'd go celibate. There's nothing else I could
do.
Nothing else on the list.
Knock it out of the park.
Yeah, I'd give it all up.
It's like Hank Aaron after he broke the home run record. He's just like, let's get out of here.
You know, the thing about a Blumpkin is if I was getting one, I would be so fucking self-conscious that she's smelling my shit. I don't even think I could get hard or stay hard.
But okay, would it do better than if you were on the porta potty? Because now it's anyone's shit.
Yeah. But I'm still pooping. I mean, you can't.
I don't think that. Guys, I don't think they're bumping involved pooping.
I think he faked it.
He faked the pooping?
Yeah, I think he used the cover smell, and I think he got one over on me. I think he faked it.
What do you mean? Like, you'd be upset that he didn't actually shit?
I love honesty in a man.
Did you actually shit?
What?
Well, you said you received the Blumpkin.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think she got her Blumpkin. I think she gave a Blumpkin and didn't receive.
I think
she
sat on the toilet with no intentions of pooping.
Yes.
That's not a Blumpkin. That's a fake Blumpkin. That's a Blumpkin light.
Blumpkin lights.
I messed up guts. That's not fair.
That's like the White Claw of Blumpkins.
I feel liberated today. I'm going to go to work and something that I've wondered my whole life, I finally met. I've met somebody who's given and received a Blumpkin. I'm good now.
Yeah, it is a nice little ribbon.
Yeah, I mean, I'd want to get one just so I could say I fucking got one, but I would be real self-conscious. I don't think I could. I think I might squeeze a couple of little ones out, but I don't think I could give you a full stream.
Wouldn't be an issue at all for me, but I don't ever see it happening. So,
You don't think Carmen will ever give you a Blumpkin?
No, that's no.
Are you ever gonna get a blowy at all?
Yeah, exactly.
BP in the house. Bob, did you get a Blumpkin while you were on vacation?
I hope he got a Blumpkin. You know, Bob seems like the kind of guy that would get a Blumpkin somehow.
He does, totally.
He's always happy and shit, like a nice Flanders Blumpkin.
You know, I talked to people that used to work with Bob at the other place he used to work at.
Yeah.
Some people say, yeah, he was a real prick when he was younger. I don't see it.
I respect it. But
I don't see it. I don't think Bob could be a prick. I think he could get a Blumpkin.
I've seen him get shitty with people, but those are shitty people that he got shitty with. So, yeah. You know, it was.
And he gets sarcastically shitty.
Yeah, yeah. And even then, it wasn't as mean as, like, some people are.
No. Bob, yes or no? Did you get a Blumpkin on your trip? If you answer, I would really appreciate. You say yes right now, and you're going to be GP for giant penis.
Giant penis Bob.
Or BP for Blumpkin guy.
Blumpkin power.
Blumpkin power. So that's the contest, guys. Draw us a picture. Make us something that depicts a Blumpkin.
Blumpkin related picture would be nice. Anything. You can make a clay fucking model. You can do whatever you want. I don't give a fuck, but I want something Blumpkin related.
Yeah, and you can't just submit a picture of Whoopi. Okay, you can't just send us a picture of Whoopi and say, there's my Blumpkin.
No, that by itself, unless she is giving the Blumpkin or receiving the Blumpkin, does not count. All right.
Bob said he did not. That's all right, Bob. He still looks like he had a nice trip.
We know
would have been a lot nicer.
We know his lady. She's too classy to be given Blumpkin.
She's
no fucking Whoopi.
I do like the new decor. This I love felching thing. That nothing says class like felching and Gary Busey. I love it. We're going to be constantly changing the set.
For those that are late to the world, felching is after you get butt fucked. The butt fucky puts a straw up your ass. You know, if they're classy, they use a straw, but they don't have to use a straw. They could just eat your ass and suck the cum out. But in my world, you put the crazy straw in the butthole and you suck your own cum out.
The freshest crazy straw?
Yeah, yeah.
The
big curly cue crazy straw, you watch the cum go and then right to the lips of the felcher.
There's no way the cum would get through the crazy straw. It's very thin. I would use one of those new UDF milkshake straws that you could see through.
That's always a good move. But either way, that's what felching is. And
but got everything else. Good for you, Bob.
God, we love felching. Not actually doing it, just the idea that it exists.
Yeah, and you know what? I've never known anybody that's felched. So now I know a Blumpkiner. If you've felched before, let me know.
I'm out.
I think that's mostly in the gay community. And honestly, I don't know a lot of gay guys that are telling me about their sex life. So, you know. Hey, if you're gay out there, or if you're not gay and you felch and you'd love to tell us, we'll let you do it. And honestly, I don't give a fuck.
I don't either.
I just want to hear a good felching story.
You got 2 weeks to give us your Blumpkin submissions and win a $50 gift card to Pure Romance. So do that. And this is episode 40.
Episode 40. Please share us on YouTube. I'm going to try to fix the YouTube problems we've had recently with the voices.
Yeah, the sound not matching up
I think that's an easy fix. We'll see tonight when I do it. But that's it, man. Episode 40. Whoopi, thank you for coming out, sharing the best story I think we've had shared so far.
Of the whole podcast.
We've had Ryan on here talking about, you know, standing up on his lawn chairs, getting his butt eaten like a giraffe.
With a razor in his ass.
We've had him talk about a razor in his ass. We've had other people share some stories. Chris has plenty of his own. We haven't had a Blumpkin yet.
I don't have the story.
We haven't had a Blumpkin yet. Congratulations.
Love you, Whoopi.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. And this will be on YouTube probably sometime tonight.
Probably tomorrow. YouTube takes a little bit longer, but it'll be on Podbean tonight if you want to listen.
Start working on your Blumpkins.
All right, guys.
See ya.
Appreciate listening. Bye. You are the pigeon.